California, I wouldn't be surprised if you got gangs in private schools too. I think private schools have changed quite a bit. Because I went to private schools my whole life. I never went to a public school. And I know that private school I went to has changed too. Because my brother has gone, who's an investment banker, has gone there on career day or whatever. He has told me that they don't even have dress codes anymore. They're just pretty rude, and it's just, man, they're just much bolder than when we were there. I go, well, you know, we could just be thinking that, because we weren't, I was no saint, I'll tell you that. I got in trouble all the time in high school, but, you know, we had, it was a little more strict with, like, discipline. And, you know, I just believe that, there needs to be stricter, there needs to be boundaries and rules. And what kids want boundaries and it motivates them, and you give them goals, and you know, if you have no boundaries, or you know, you have no motivation. You don't know, you know, goal. What am I building for? I don't know. Does the grade count? No, grades don't even count for them in the ninth grade in LA Unified School District. Well, what's that teaching a kid? I mean, you're in eighth grade, and grades don't even count. Well, what do you think an eighth grader is going to do with that? They're just going to like, who cares? And I was always stunned by that, because I said, you know, you're going to get a fail. Oh, well, who cares? Yeah, a lot of kids don't care because they're young, and, you know, if it doesn't count, it doesn't count. But when you get to high school and suddenly things count, I don't know if everyone's going to be able to turn around and get their act together. I just think the system creates an environment where kids will drop out. And I just don't understand the system at all. And a lot of it has to do with the self-esteem. If you get a kid to fail, they're going to feel bad about themselves. Okay. Who cares? You know, because if you don't learn what failure is, I mean, that's what life is, failure and success, you know? I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, you really have to start from first grade. What's the point of grades if they don't really count? Or, I mean, yeah, I don't believe in schools that don't get grades because it's going to hurt the kids' self-esteem. I don't buy any of that. The world isn't like that. So you might as well teach kids, to me, from the time they're 6 years old, that there's consequences for your actions. You know, if you study hard and you get good on a grade, you get rewarded. If you don't, you goof off and you don't do well, and you're going to fail, and then you're going to have to make it up. And I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't think there's wrong with that.
How long did
you teach in LA school? Yeah, LA school for about 7 years, seven and a half years. Mostly as a substitute teacher, but I did get an emergency credential which allowed me to teach pretty much full-time towards the end there. So I had a couple of assignments where I taught a semester and almost a year in middle school, you know, straight. But, you know, I would usually replace unfilled positions or stress-relief teachers. So I was always going into environments that were not very stable. You know, kids know, hey, there's no set teacher. This guy's in here because it's an unfilled position. They don't know how long you're going to be there, you know. So they act accordingly. Well, I wasn't really that great at that, to be honest with you. You saw the movie, didn't you?
I
mean, sometimes I am, but I'm a little more, maybe I'm too emotional, really, but some teachers are just, God, they're pretty good at this. They're just very calm, and the class seems to respond that way. I tend to have a lot of energy and all that stuff, so the kids get energy, and then they get out of control. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I'll stand there, my hands behind my back, I'm in the classroom, and I'll say, I'm waiting for time. And when you guys start that. And then you wait, and nothing happens. You know, so, I don't know, it's just something about me. I think kids look at me and they think, I have to take advantage of it. He's either too nice a guy, or he's, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, I did okay. Well, I don't know if I have one. Well, I guess I have a couple that are. Actually, 90% of the screenplay that's happened to me. But like, for instance, there's a scene where Susan throws her books out the window of this bungalow. When the teacher comes in, it's like there's no textbook. That happened to me. You know, and that's not a good way to start out the day. You know, you come in and, you know, they stand at the windows and you look out there and there's all the textbooks that they're just thrown out the window. I mean, how do you respond to that? It's like, what are you guys insane? You know, go out and pick it up. And it's like, well, I'm not going to pick it up. You go pick that DP up, you know. It's just not a good way to start. But that happened to me. You know, I've had a student threaten to kill me and I had him arrested. Actually trying to kill me and my whole family. So I had him arrested, and then I found out from the district attorney who pulled me out of class one day with a phone call, asking me to testify against this kid for a while. Anyway, I found out from the DA, I said, yeah, I'll testify. But, you know, I said, why are you actually prosecuting this kid? Because things like this have happened in the past, but, I mean, I've been threatened before, maybe not quite, you know, I'm still in the whole family, but half the time nothing ever happens. And he said, well, there's mitigating circumstances. The kid stabbed the teaching assistant last semester at a different school, and maybe that. That's the way he's trying to tell me this kid was in my class for 15 weeks, and I never knew that he had stabbed somebody. I mean, what's he even doing in the school? So, that's what I mean. It's not good communication. The safety of the teacher is not of the utmost importance. I don't care what any administrator says. From my experience, they're more afraid of lawsuits from students than, you know, than really protecting the teachers, and they're more concerned with the rights of the kids. And I am totally for rights of kids, but you should know if someone has a police record, you know, that's coming into the classroom, or if there's been an OT, an opportunity transfer, because of some violent activity like stabbing a teacher, they, you know, you should know about that. That should be a law. And in fact, there is a law right now that's coming down. I don't, may have already passed because it's a misdemeanor for the school not to inform the teacher when a student comes into his or her classroom. If the administrator doesn't inform the teacher that a kid has a criminal record or is an OT, they have to give a history. And the ironic thing is that State Senate Bill is State Senate Bill 187, which State Senate Bill is just random numbers. So that's pretty odd. That's the same title as the movie. This would be, you know, the penal code for homicide.
Is that really happening with the administrator?
Yeah, that's close. That's directly from a principal's mouth. I think of my students as my clients. And this guy...
He never taught, right?
No, he never taught. And, yeah, because I had some people say, well, they don't allow... they don't have principals that have never taught before. Said, well, they do, because that's what this is based on. Maybe it doesn't happen very often. Maybe the rules have changed. I don't know, but that's what it was in that situation. I just thought that was so dramatic. I mean, it was just like... It was so perfect. It's like, this is like something out of a movie. I mean, this guy is giving me all this advice, and he's never taught before. And really, all he cares about, he's a politician, he's not a teacher. And I think a principal should be a teacher, not a politician. Administrators should support teachers, and everything goes back to the teacher. Education is the teacher.
Can you tell me a little bit about the screenwriting process?
Yeah, since the movie is based on, it will be a video after it comes out of the theater, but since it was based on my experiences, now not completely, because if you've seen the movie, there's definitely stuff in it that hasn't happened to me, and I hope you can tell the difference, because if it's not, then you'd be very afraid of me, but, because of that, it was a little different. I wrote it while I was teaching, and it didn't really take that long. It only took about 11 weeks or so. When I got the idea, it kind of all fell into place, and I had so many ideas for all the different scenes. As I'd be writing the scene, things would present themselves to me. That always happens anyway. Whatever I'm working on, answers present themselves to me in real life all the time. But especially when you're writing about teaching, you're right there in the classroom, and something happens, and it's like, oh, wow, that's a solution for that thing. Or I could ask students, you know, what would you do in this situation, you know. Because I believe writing, screenwriting, as well as probably regular post-writing or whatever, is based a lot on research and interviewing people and all that. So that's what was good about this, is that I was able to refer to my actual experiences.
What are you working on now?
I have another script that's finished called The Row, R-O-W, and that I can't really talk that much about it right now. It's not completely put together, but I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. I have another project that, again, it's not completely put together, but I think I'm going to be writing another film for Warner Brothers based on a novel that we've been having meetings on. I'm told that this is going to happen no matter what, but it's right in the middle of negotiations right now, as we speak. And then I have another script that I'm writing in the meantime while all this negotiating is going on, because you don't realize it, but it takes a long time for this whole process. And you could write a screenplay while they work things out on another screenplay, you're sitting there writing something else. So I'm writing another one right now, at this moment, that's a kind of a reverent comedy called Tabloid, and I'm going pretty good, but it's a little bit different because it's a comedy, and 187 is not a comedy.
Would you like to invite you to see 187?
I definitely invite you to come see 187, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. If you can tell exactly what's going to happen in this movie every step of the way, I'd be very surprised. So I think that's one thing that's intriguing about it, is it takes you down paths that you're not really prepared to go down. And, it's a disturbing movie. If you like to be disturbed and challenged and kind of like dramatic thrillers, it's a little bit like Taxi Driver, actually. If you like those kind of disturbing movies, with some really good music, and Sam Jackson, who's an incredible actor.
It opens
July 30th. At a theater near you, being released by Warner Brothers, and it's produced by Icon.
And would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Scott Yeagerman. I'm the screenwriter. By the way, I am the screenwriter.
You had a message on school when you're going to have a message for the speakers of you, which you might see them.
I'll be interested to see how teachers respond to this movie. Some teachers will respond to it strongly. Well, I think every teacher will respond to it strongly. I'll just be interested to see if, how many teachers approve of it, because it pushes a lot of buttons, and I think some teachers might be very defensive about it. It's not really that flattering to their profession. But I purposely wrote the movie to push buttons. It's a politically incorrect movie. And I would challenge them to go out and see it and look for the truth in it. And I think students will respond to it very positively. In general, I think they'll be interested in it. I think when you see this as a student, I think the student will identify the reality quotient, that this wasn't written by someone who hasn't been in a classroom recently. It was written by someone who's in a classroom while he was writing it. So it's pretty accurate, the picture of school life. I hope they come and see it.